For more on the politics behind this new plan for an auto industry task force, we turn to NPR senior Washington editor Ron Elving. Hi, Ron.
Good to be with you.
So we just heard about what this decision means, practically speaking, but what about politically? What's the thought process here?
I think the administration does not want too much attention to be paid to the person that they're handing this portfolio to. In other words, they don't want the czar concept. That was something of a media concept. You know, we do love czars. We like our drug czars, our energy czars, and so on.
And what sounds better than car czar?
It's perfect. It was irresistible. And that is exactly why they decided to resist it, because they knew we couldn't resist it. They wanted this fellow, and they have a person. His name is Ron Blum. He has been an investment banker. He has been involved in a number of manufacturing restructuring situations. And they wanted to bring him into the Treasury Department as a senior advisor to Treasury Secretary Tim Geithner. And he's going to be a key member of this team they're putting together. But they did not want him to become too much the personal focus for all this. They don't want to diss the industry, but they want recovery to be part of the larger economic effort that they're making. And they want to keep the emphasis on that larger effort. And they don't want to have one person seen as a special pleader with special status for one particular industry, setting up unrealistic expectations.
Let's turn now to another RB. I'm talking about Roland Burris of Illinois, newest member of the Senate. And it turns out he might not have been completely truthful in some earlier sworn testimony. What's the latest there?
Yes, it seems that the senator on January 8th, when he gave his critical testimony back at the impeachment proceedings back in Springfield, Illinois, when he was asked about the contacts he may have had with anyone around Rod Blagojevich, did not name all the contacts that he in fact had had. He mentioned one person. Apparently, now, according to an affidavit he filed more recently on February 4th, there were four or five people, including Robert Blagojevich, the governor's brother. And he didn't talk about that back there in the earlier testimony. Remember, that took place back when he was still being considered for that Senate seat, in the sense that the senators had not yet seated him as one of them. That was still hanging fire a little bit. So he says he wasn't given enough time to fully answer the question about his contacts with Blagojevich's people. And some people are wondering if maybe we've learned a little bit more about this because he didn't want to talk about how many contacts he'd had at the time he was still in consideration for the Senate seat.
So what might this mean for his future in the Senate?
It probably means that there'll be a lot further proceedings about this back in Illinois, in Springfield, some kind of investigation, perhaps an investigation of alleged perjury. We'll also wait to see whether or not Mr. Burris shows up in the transcripts of those wiretaps on the Blagojevich family that we know so much about from last fall. And then we'll see what he chooses to do. I don't expect him to resign, but a lot of this is about his viability as a candidate or potential candidate in 2010.
Ron, tomorrow President Obama will sign the stimulus bill in Denver, and then it's on to Phoenix, and then he'll round out the end of the week with a trip to Canada. Why so much travel?
I think he's learning from the last few weeks. When he stayed in D.C., the economic stimulus package got stalled. When he got back on the road, got back on the stump, the energy and the atmosphere changed quickly. And being the campaign Barack, being in campaign mode, talking back to Washington from out in the country, that worked better than being the Washington Barack Obama talking to the country. He wants the symbolic energy to be flowing in that direction. He wants to be the voice of the people talking to the federal government, not the symbol of the federal government talking to the people.
NPR senior Washington editor Ron Elving. Thanks, Ron.
Thank you.
President Obama's head of Homeland Security, Janet Napolitano, recently toured the Midwest to see how the region is recovering from recent storms. That's just one of many challenges Napolitano faces in her new role. Here's another. Last week, the nonpartisan Migration Policy Institute issued a scathing report on Homeland Security's immigration policy. As the New York Times put it, the report was, quote, a portrait of dysfunction. My colleague Madeline Brand spoke earlier with Janet Napolitano.